Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Da da dun da dun. Let me hear everybody do their best. Goal!
You just did the best one.
All right. Did anybody watch soccer yesterday? I'm so bummed.
I did, actually.
What'd you think? You say you sound disappointed about it.
I was bored.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see the ending. I watched half.
Okay. Wow. Well, the FIFA World Cup soccer had a finale yesterday. I didn't even realize it that. I'm a passive like soccer fan, so I watched a few matches, but I didn't even watch the finale. It was France taking on Croatia in France.
A last look at the watch from referee Nestor Pitana. A final whistle. France have won.
Yeah, they won 4-2 over Croatia.
That was my pick.
Who, France or Croatia?
France.
See, I just have a problem against, you know, French people.
Why?
We play soccer. I don't know.
They just get on your nerves?
I guess it's because, to me, just like, you know, I feel like them and British people, they talk way superior compared to me. It's just like, I'm like, hey, everybody, my name's Joe.
I think that's a personal problem.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure they're good people, but Joe a dummy. It was actually their first World Cup win in over 20 years. Last time they did that was back in 1998. I didn't even realize this. I need to hang out with this guy because I've been trying to figure out what can I do with buddies and friends to hang out. And I like to play cards and I like to play poker, not for a lot of money because, you know me, I'm the cheapest guy in the world. Well, this is kind of cool. An Indianapolis resident, John Sin, won the 2018 World Series of Poker on Sunday. This guy won $8 million.
Wait a minute.
An indie dude won $8 million.
He is an Asian, is he?
I believe so.
I think I saw this guy on the TV also.
Oh my God, Alex.
I think I saw all the big moments on TV this
you
weekend.
You did.
And I was out of town because I was at a bar and they had this poker game on and I was watching this guy.
Yeah.
He was an Asian guy.
Yeah, I believe so.
And the camera never left him and I was like, man, this guy has a great poker face. I was watching because he just was so focused and they had it on in a bar.
I'm stunned right now.
I know. That's insane.
To be fair, he only gets like $6 million after taxes, so it's not that much money. But
I didn't know that he was from Indy. I would have been even more focused on that show.
Check that out. Starbucks announced obviously a ban on plastic straws, but it could lead the coffee chain to actually using more plastic. That's not good. The new nitro lids that they call them is leaning onto replace straws. That's what they're trying to do with them. But it's actually made up of more plastic than the company's current lid/straw combination. And unfortunately. I don't think people recycle a lot of things. Like my wife, Lindsay, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't recycle anything.
I knew this was going to happen. I called it. I knew it.
I appreciate what they're doing. Alex, have you seen? I'm not going to put it up on the RadioNowIndy.com website, but have you seen those poor turtles with the straw in their nose?
I know, it's so sad.
But like, it's just hard to figure out what your option is because, yeah, then they have to use this other weird lid that's even worse. So.
I use like a reusable thing. My dog just chewed up my other drink thing. But do you use reusable stuff or no? Is it kind of like throw away? Most people throw it away. I'm not judging you.
Most of the time, I think I use throwaway things, but I do have like reusable cup. I have like a Yeti cup that I fill up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if people could use more reusable things, it would save you money, first of all.
See, my problem is that I lose it. Like, since living in Indy, I've lost like 7 or 8 water bottles.
Oh, man. No.
Wow. Okay.
That gets expensive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tell me about it.
All right. This is scary. I love going to the zoo. The Indianapolis Zoo is awesome. I actually am thinking about taking my little bro, Michael, there. But I don't know. This stuff scares me. You guys see what happened at a zoo in New Orleans?
Didn't some cheetah or something get out?
A jaguar.
Yeah.
A freaking jaguar escaped the captivity at the zoo in New Orleans and killed 6 other animals. Thank God it wasn't people in the park. Imagine being the other animals like, can't wait for the zoo to open at 8. Oh my God, it's a jaguar! Run!
That is absolutely horrifying. Gosh. I mean, if someone could let out some sloths or some orangutans, I wouldn't be upset. That's like that's my dream.
I'm coming for you.
In fact, the Egyptian tried to schedule for our trip to St. Louis over the weekend, tried to schedule a meet and greet with a sloth at the St. Louis Zoo.
What happened?
They were booked for like 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
But they do have like a private meet and greet thing. And so I really wanted to go.
You're going to be going back in 3 months. There's no way you're not.
Yeah, that's like my dream. If the Indianapolis Zoo could please get some sloths, that is like the number one thing. Because I love the Indianapolis Zoo, but they don't have any sloths.
So you and the Egyptian are going to get engaged in 3 months. And he's going to do it.
No, we're not.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sloth meet and greet.
We are not. Especially after.
The sloth will have the ring on the finger.
Yes, no.
Yes, slowly raise up.
Yes.
Slowly raise up. And you're like, oh my God.
Trust me, that's not going to happen.
Would you be disappointed if it did?
No, but I mean, it's not going to happen.
The other hand had like a little chicken nugget it brought up.
We are not even close to being
be
in a place for engagement.
It would be the slowest engagement of all time.
I don't know. There's probably some women listening right now like, well, it's been 7 years for me, so
that's
I don't know
true.
About that. And our final story today here for Joe's Need to Know News. This is a cool job. I don't know if any of us can actually take it, but Mattress Firm is looking for a snooze turn, like an intern, to test out several of their popular mattresses. The paid internship includes people testing out new and popular mattresses while discussing their experience with the videos on social media.
Me.
This is my perfect job.
Yeah, sign me up.
Why don't we all apply for this? They're accepting applications through July 23rd. I'll put the link up if you actually do want to apply to be a snooze turn up at radio9wendy.com on Joe's Need to Know News blog. That is Joe's Need to Know News.